Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike McCarthy getting easier to root for. We've been asking all morning. We took some calls on that earlier. Maybe we'll take him again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. I mean, he's not a great, you know, clock manager at the end of games and stuff, but he's obviously doing something right because, as Key brought up earlier, he remade the team. It took him a couple of years in terms of coaching staff, et cetera, and they're winning a lot.
Yeah,
in spite of not
having
the starting quarterback half the time, right? But that's good football. Last night, as you could hear coming in, whew, that was bad football. You heard that on 107.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. Broncos lost to the Colts 12-9.
Told you, Key, take the under.
Yeah, I don't care about the point. I mean, the points.
Yeah,
is fine.
I know you don't care, but I'm just, you know, for me, I care about my bank account.
I figured that the Colts would put up some point. Like they would just snap out of it, and you know, one of them games where they just wake up and all of a sudden it's flying high, and I just, you know, but it didn't work. That womp womp womp.
Womp,
so
womp.
At the end of the day, it didn't really matter because the Broncos tricked it off, completely tricked it off in regulation as well as in overtime to the point where I was so mad. I know I'm dark. I could turn purple instead of, you know, when you white, you turn pink. I turn purple when I get mad. And so I was mad and I didn't even play for either team, but I was so disgusted at what the Broncos did at the end of the game in regulation as well as in the overtime with play selections and what Russell Wilson was doing with the football and what the Nathaniel Hackett was calling or approving or whatever the case may be on the offensive side of the ball, reminded me of his dad when his dad coached at USC. Paul Hackett was our head coach.
Before you get into that, Key, let's set it up for everybody. Like, you know, it's you want to talk about the play in particular? Do you have a play in particular you're thinking about?
Well, the end of the game regulation, when all you got to do is run the football and kick a field goal, they just elected to try to score 7, and he got picked off because the receiver didn't run a great route. And then you gave Stephon Gilmore the opportunity to step in front of you. You threw the ball behind the receiver on a bad route. But
the main thing is you ran your way there, and now you're on, you're on the 1 yard line. Run it in, much like Super Bowl.
Ooh, I'm going to trick him.
Right, a quarterback sneak something. But much like in the Super Bowl, it seemed to many that they're trying to put the spotlight on Russell Wilson and have him win the game rather than just trying to win the game. Now, we were also talking about Tom Brady earlier, right, and how he may be having the most disappointing season so far. Maybe not Russell Wilson, considering what he's looked like so far. And we'd say we don't want to get into his personal life, but obviously some of that's been public and you know, he's going through stuff. But I want to play some sound from Tom Brady that doesn't have to do with Tom Brady, but I think you could apply to this game. Listen to this about the quality of football that Tom Brady sees around the league.
I think there's a lot of bad football from what I watch. You know, I watch a lot of bad football, poor quality of football. That's what I see.
So, Key, that's what you're talking about, too. You couldn't sleep because of poor quality football and poor quality decision-making on the sidelines, right?
Yeah, it's not even about the – well, I guess they go hand in hand, I would guess, right? But it's more about the bad play selection, not the bad game. The game is whatever. Because I'm a football player, I can find good in the game that satisfies me. Like the defensive side of the ball for the Denver Broncos or the defensive side of the ball at times for the Indianapolis Colts. That satisfied me. Buckner in the middle, 6'7", 300 pounds, getting those palms up, disruptive, collapsing the pocket. That satisfied me. Chubb coming off the end. Browner when he was in coming off the end. But when you get in crucial situations, regulation at the end of the game, you drove all the way down the field in a car, then all of a sudden you get down into the red zone, close to the goal line. Now, all of a sudden, you want to take off in flight and throw the football. Okay, fine. You threw the pick. Now, you say, well, we're going in overtime. Now, we drive the ball down the field again to the two-yard line because we're driving our car. Now, all of a sudden, on 4th-and-1, we decide to get in the shotgun. We don't put the quarterback on a two-way goal, nor did the quarterback seem like he suggested a two-way goal. Nor did it seem like he suggested being underneath the center and turning around and handing the football to Melvin Gordon or somebody. It seems like again from the first regulation at the end of the game, oh, I'm going to be the hero, I'm going to throw the ball. To now overtime, I'm going to be the hero and throw the ball. It just, and then watching the face of his teammates look at him in disgust, it makes you mad because you got to realize there's 53 other guys that you have to account for if you Russell Wilson and if you're the head coach. I mean, poor Hamlin, he wide open on a slice route on the right side. Nice little boom, bam. Russell never even looked over there. And he just took his helmet off. He was slamming it. And look at that. He's slamming his helmet on the ground. He walks off and he stares him down with death. And I'm like, see, that will make me so mad that I couldn't even really, to be honest with you, I'm not kidding you. I could not sleep. I sat up and watched TV and I watched the replays and ESPNs. And I just kept, you know, because when you are an athlete that wears that passion, it just gets to you. That's why I couldn't coach. That's why I couldn't be a general manager, because I'd drive myself crazy, man.
I want to go back to what Tom Brady said about watching bad football that we played in that clip, because Key just, you know, eloquently broke down what bad football he saw on the Broncos side. That does not absolve the Colts. The Colts won the game, but both teams, to me, are losing the season, it feels like. Even watching the Colts, just for the fact the Colts scored 0 touchdowns, taking 6 sacks, throwing 2 interceptions, fumbling the football 4 times, even though 0 were lost, got outgained 375 to 306, having more penalty yards, 64 to 49. It was just bad football overall. And I know that they got the win, but for me, even the Colts, it feels like there's a Band-Aid, right, on a leak. It's like a boat with multiple leaks. I'm watching Matt Ryan literally
get
peppered.
That's a bad boat.
It's not a boat I want to be on, Key.
Me either, and I can't swim.
And I'm sitting there saying, okay, if Jim Irsay was there at the game last night watching the game, you can't come out of this thing feeling great or good about your team. You got to win. But this isn't winning football watching him. This equation is not working. Like, I don't think Chris Ballard is going to be gone. I think Frank Wright is really on the verge of it. Really on the verge of it.
The difference here is the Colts have a guy at quarterback who can't get the job done anymore because he's old. But they didn't give up. They didn't give up the farm to get him. Third round pick. Let's see if this works. Carson Wentz didn't. Let's just see if we can get this right, because Andrew Luck left us high and dry, right? So we need to find a quarterback. And
No. There's a difference, because Russell Wilson considered to still be somewhat of his prime.
Yeah.
Some other people like Key said he wasn't in his prime anymore.
Right.
But it's Frank Wright.
So wait, hold on.
Carson Wentz to be the guy.
You could point to the coach in Indianapolis if you like, but they had a pretty good season last year, and Wentz choked.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Wentz choked, so it was a quarterback issue,
and who chose the quarterback?
They tried a low rent way to get another guy.
And now they're
trying
the high rent way, Max. And Matt Ryan got paid $150 million in 2018, my man.
Yeah, but he's not high rent. He was cheap to get. He was a third-round pick, and his money's all up, right? So
Jay,
what I'm talking about is that's a bit – but the Broncos are in a different situation, because they gave up the farm to get Russell Wilson, because they gave him the bag, because he's only 32. Yeah. He's supposed to be in his prime. And
But hold on.
It's not working out.
Both ships are sinking.
Do you, Jay, you think he's playing like he's in his prime?
Oh, I never said he was playing in his prime. I said that. Okay. I said that for Russell Wilson. Are you talking about?
Yeah.
I said at the beginning of the season, you were the one telling everybody Russell Wilson isn't what it seems to be. That was my point.
Okay.
I never said Russell was in his prime.
Oh, I just wanted, because I wanted to clarify that. I was like, wait a minute, man.
No.
That dude don't look like he playing in his prime. He's so far from that. It's not even close. When you make the continuous mistakes, although they got into the red zone at times, and he made a beautiful throw to Jerry Jeudy on a short roll throwback. But he missed Jerry Jeudy on a pick route. He could have drilled it in there. It's just different things that Russ is doing. Now, will it settle down? Maybe. But then what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't settle down?
Right. This is what I'm asking, Key. The reason I'm trying to get here, guys. So, Jay, you're pointing out the coach and not finding the right quarterback. And Key is pointing out the team. That's the Colts. And he is pointing out the team identifying the wrong quarterback, right? One's high price, one's low price. Which team is in a better situation right now? Or which team is in a worse situation right now? On the one hand, the Colts are not as invested in their quarterback. That's easier to pivot. On the other, if you think it's a coaching issue, that's a major problem. The Broncos, meantime, are now tied to Russell Wilson. Which team would you rather be?
Can I speak here, Your Honor?
Yeah. The court recognizes Keyshawn Johnson.
The Colts did just beat the Chiefs. And I understand. That's an outlier, once in a million years, blah, blah, blah. But they did just beat the Chiefs. What you saw last night, do you, from the Broncos, do you think that could beat the Chiefs?
Nope.
So you asked the question then, Max.
You'd rather be the Colts than the Broncos.
I'd rather be the Colts than the Broncos.
Jay, what would you rather? Who would you rather be?
I'm not a believer in Matt Ryan.
But it might be easy to pivot away from that.
Tom Brady struggled for his first couple of games. I'm not saying Tom Brady is Russell Wilson at all.
So you'd rather
first couple
the
of games with Tampa Bay. Uh-huh. It's not like it came out and it was shiny and glitzing right away. It was not. A lot of people were questioning, is this going to work? So there is a benefit of a doubt for me. I'm not saying I like – look, you're asking me to pick between two things I don't like.
But I would rather
err for Russell Wilson and the Broncos because of what
okay.
that defense
that,
is.
And that's respectful. And that's respectful. I just think based on the divisions that they're in, that you have a far better chance if you're the Indianapolis Colts sitting at 2-2-1 to win that division than the Broncos sitting at 2-3 in AFC West. The Kansas City Chiefs are winning the AFC West. We don't know who's winning the AFC South.
Long-term prognosis, though, guys.
One dude's 1,000 years old.
Yeah, but what
Max,
I'm saying is, Key, that might help the Colts because you can move on from him. The Broncos are tethered
to Russell Wilson. They're going to eventually move on from Matt Ryan.
Yes, but Key,
he's
1,000
years old.
Key, this is what I'm saying. Therefore, you would rather be the Colts because that's an easy thing to do. You go get another quarterback. Not that it's easy to get the right one, but you're not tied to Matt Ryan now for the next 5 years, right?
But no.
The Broncos are tied to Russell Wilson for the foreseeable future.
I understand that, Max. I'm just looking at today. Right now, today, as we sit on a Friday on our show, when I look at the Colts, they don't have a game, in my opinion, that's going to really be tough to week 11. They got the Jags, they got Tennessee, they got the Raiders somewhere in there, they got the Washington football team somewhere in there. You know, there's a schedule there. You got the Jags, the Titans, the Commanders, the Patriots.
What are you talking about?
Dr. Z. And then they got the Raiders. Then the Eagles in week 11. There's no tough teams there.
What are you talking about? The Jags shut the Colts out.
I don't care about – I don't – look.
The Titans just beat
the Colts. That was when
they
were playing. That's when they were playing well, the Jags. The Jags are not – as of right now, they're just playing okay. That's when they were playing well, Jay. When you get into week 6 and 7 and 8, teams like the Colts get a little bit better because they figure out what their problems are.
So
the Titans didn't run through the Colts to the point. The Colts was trying to give the game, well, they basically gave the game away by turning it over and treating it a certain way where Derrick Henry couldn't rush 400 yards on the Colts. So what I'm saying is their road doesn't get extremely tough till they get to week 11 against the Eagles. When that thing, you sit there and you go, well, that's an easy pick. You can't tell me there's an easy pick in week 6 to 11. You can't tell me that.
All I'm saying to you, Key, is that I am not coming out of last night's game saying, oh, look at the Colts. They're starting to figure it out.
No, you, right? I'm not.
But you just sold me on the whole thing. That
I'm not. Don't buy it.
Week 6.
You don't have to buy it. I'm not telling you, hey, I'm not carnival barking you. I'm not trying to sell you when you come on the car lot. I don't need you. I'm just showing you,
I hear you,
what the schedule looks like. And eventually, Matt Ryan will click. He had some bad throws, but he also did some stuff standing tall in the pocket,
man,
getting hit, still delivering the football. Jonathan Taylor will be back. Some of the defensive help will arrive. I'm not ready to throw them in the trash quite the way I am with the Broncos.
Hold on. Let's look. I get it. We have a difference of opinion, and that's okay. We don't need to resolve it.
No, we're fine. We're having a conversation.
I want to ask a question about Russell Wilson. Key was warning everyone about Russell Wilson before the season. Key
don't
was
blame
saying
me.
Geno Smith, same thing. He'll be fine in Seattle. He is. In fact, he's better, if anything. Key, how do you feel about Russell Wilson as a leader? Let's listen to him at the post-game presser, and then I want to know how you feel about him I know you think Matt Ryan is a leader, if nothing. He doesn't have a whole lot left, it doesn't look like, but he can, as you said, he can stand tall in the pocket and, you know, come off as – yeah, right, exactly. What about Russell Wilson? Here he is at the postgame presser.
It's very simple. I think at the end of the day, I got to be better. I got to play better. This team, you know, this defense played their butts off tonight. We had some key good drives. We moved the ball, you know, in the red zone. We just didn't get to capitalize on some of them. There's some plays there, here and there, that we can capitalize on. And at the end of the day, you know, throwing two interceptions can't happen. You know, I let the team down tonight. And but the good thing is, one thing I know about myself is I'm going to respond. I don't know any other way. And, you know, I always believe in myself, always believe in this team, believe in what we can do, believe in what I can do.
Well, first of all, it sounds like Pete Carroll at a press conference to me. Maybe that's because he was with Pete for 10 years. But, look, everybody leads differently. I look for some stuff that most people don't look for. You know how I am, Max. I'm a little oddball-ish at the way I view games, I view things, other than maybe some of the other people that you work with. When you say your team could have played better and you know, their butts off and all, just go ahead and say they could have played their ass off, man. You was getting ready to say that, but for whatever reason, you got conscious and was like, oh, no. You don't need to do those sort of things. Just be who you are. Just roll with it. Don't worry about being brand conscious. Don't do those sort of things because your players, watching those guys on the sideline and at the end of that game and when he got hit, nobody came to his rescue when he got hit when he threw the interception. That's disturbing to me as an ex-player watching that. No offensive lineman went and teed off on the defender for hitting his quarterback. And it just, I don't know. I just look at things different. When he came out the tent, players, I kind of looked at him side-eye when he's walking by clapping. They're looking at him going, oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's just how it is. But we can ask a former Seattle Seahawk what he thinks. Not a Seahawk, a former Bronco. Former Bronco and Colt, what he thinks.
Brandon Stokely, former Colt and Bronco wide receiver.
What's up,
Stokely
B?
And Zach on 104.3 The Fan. Hey, Brandon, how
we
are
we good?
You?
Sorry I put you on the Seahawks.
No, I played for the Seahawks for a year, so you're good.
That's what I thought, man. And my producer's in my damn ear.
Hey, Brandon, can I ask you a question? If I were to kick off this whole thing and say, just from my purview, that Russell Wilson seems to me to be one of the most least authentic people we have in sports right now. How would you react to that comment?
I would have to agree with it. There's a lot going on, and you don't know if it's for social media. You don't know, you know, what's the agenda here. And it just seems like a lot of it is scripted. And you just wonder how the guys in the locker room view it. That's the way I view it on the outside. I don't know. I don't know Russell Wilson, but you wonder how the locker room views it. And you saw what happened in Seattle. And so you wonder now with the struggles that they have and all the extras that go on, is it already going to become an issue here in Denver?
B, when you look at the situation, and I went through the whole, just everything, and I couldn't sleep last night, and I didn't play for any of those teams. I just felt like some of the play calling down the stretch and the decision making, when you are in a situation, right, and you run the ball well, you get down there, you elect to throw in regulation, it gets picked, then you essentially repeat the same mistake in overtime. How is that viewed, though, by players?
Not good. I think in those situations, especially in short yardage situations, you want to rely on your big guys up front. And they were running the ball fine. And all of a sudden, you know, is it because of Russell? Is it because of Russell? Then you think about the Super Bowl. Did they throw that football because of Russell? And is he dictating what is going on here? And when you have a young head coach that pretty much said it's all about Russell Wilson a couple weeks ago and making him comfortable and happy, is he throwing the ball because of Russell Wilson? And that doesn't go well, over well, obviously, Key. You know that in the locker room and in the huddle.
So we're talking to Brandon Stokely, former Colts and Broncos wide receiver, after that debacle last night. I mean, that was not the most entertaining game in the world. Co-host Stokely and Zach on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. So you bring up the kind of – it's kind of like a resentment that could occur, right, Brandon, in the locker room on the team with the fans when it feels as though the young head coach is kind of deferring to a star player, not doing what's in the best interest of the team. But Pete Carroll was not a young head coach, right? Pete Carroll was an established and respected coach, and did the same sort of thing in the Super Bowl. So Russell Wilson, and I think that could tie into this kind of sense that fans have that he's inauthentic, that he's super brand conscious all the time, maybe playing to the power structure in a given organization that leads to those kind of situations. Do you think there's something to that, that he has positioned himself in such a way that he had too much influence in Seattle and now too much in Denver?
You know, when you're winning, it's all good, right? It's all good when you're winning, you're going to Super Bowls, and teams will lay out the red carpet for you, right? I mean, not everyone's treated differently, right? Keyshawn was treated a lot better than I was treated, right? I mean, because he made a lot more plays than me. That's just the way it works in sports, and that's fine. But if you're not winning, that's when you can have issues. And when the other guys don't feel like they're getting some of the credit, you can have issues. And all of a sudden, this thing grows larger than life with the, you know, the entourage and all the people that you have around you, that all the people that need access to certain things that are on the team plane and in the team hotel. It becomes a bigger issue, obviously, when you yourself are not performing like you should, and then also if you're not winning football games.
Brandon, you played for both of these teams. I'm going to ask you to choose between these evils here. If you were a player right now and on a team, what team would you rather play for and why? The Broncos or the Colts?
The Broncos. I just think they have more talent offensively. When you look at their, you know, unfortunately they lost Javonte Williams. The Colts have been without Taylor last night. But I think overall, offensively, the Broncos have a little bit more talent when you look at the two proven receivers and Cortland Sutton. Judy's still trying to get up to form here. But it would be the Broncos. But then you look at, you know, who's running the ship here. We don't know what Nathaniel Hackett's all about still. But certainly through the first five games, it hasn't been close to being good enough. So both teams are struggling right now. You put me in a tough spot there.
All right. Hey,
Steve, none of the above.
Brandon Stokely, thank you very much. That's former Colts.
All right,
Colts.
Stoke, baby.
And Broncos right, wide thank out.
Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep it
former
up.
Former Seahawk.
Likewise. And Seahawks. That's right. And Seahawks. had a cup of, more than a cup of coffee with the Seahawks. That's a full season. Thanks, Brandon. Coming up next, guys. Why Keyshawn Johnson.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't, use your full name, doesn't even want to consider another team.
What?
To win the NFC North.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key.
Yo.
We've been asking this question. I don't know if we've answered it yet today, but I feel like we keep leading toward it. How confident are you that the Packers will win the NFC North? Like, the way they've looked so far, look at the Vikings. How confident are you they win the division?
I'm very confident. I'm so confident, man, I don't think that they lose another game this season. That's how confident I am. If the Vikings game.
Oh, I'll bet you on that.
If the Viking game early in the season, they could have won that game. You dropping bombs out there. They dropping passes. The receivers, it's their first game of the season. Them young dudes, they trying to figure it out. As they get better and they come along, Romeo Dobbs, and I love mentioning this name, he's got 19 catches on the season. And he only continues to get better in crucial situations. That back shoulder against the New England Patriots, people think that's an easy catch. You've got to locate the ball. You've got to be able to torque your body. You've got to be able to turn around, snatch it, and grab it. Again, I don't think Aaron Rodgers – I think they might go 16-1. I honestly do.
Jets command
– at the Bills, man.
At the Bills. Wait a minute. At the Lions is no longer a gimme.
Come on, man.
Cowboys are visiting.
Bet me a real bet. If
at
you're
the Eagles.
Say it, believe it.
We bet Rams like visit.
Let's bet like a real dinner. Can we bet a real dinner?
Okay. So when do they play the Cowboys?
They play the Cowboys.
They play the Bills on 10:30. They play the Lions then. Then they play the Boys 11:13.
5 weeks.
11:13.
Okay. Doesn't mean that they can't go to Archer Park and beat them. It doesn't mean
they're going to beat the Bills.
The game's in Green Bay.
They don't have the toughest. They don't have the toughest schedule.
Right? That's Eagles. All I'm trying. I ain't even looked at the schedule. Now that y'all done showed me the schedule, I feel even more confident.
Because
I'm going to give them the Giants and the Jets.
Robert Turbin, former NFL running back and Super Bowl champions with us, Key.
Yeah.
He's taking a bet.
What do you think, Robert? Key just said Packers might not lose another game this season, this regular season. How confident are you the Packers are going to win the NFC?
Robert, you on my side? You going to get this free dinner with Key?
I'm with you, Jay. Actually, I picked the Vikings to win the NFC North from the get-go, from jump, and I'm sticking with that choice. The Packers are not going to go under. It's too hard to win all of these games, Key. You know that. They're not going to go undefeated the rest of the season.
As Jay would say, RT. Did you see the Vikings against the Eagles? Did you see that?
I did. I watched that game.
Don't put your hands up, Jay. What do you mean?
By the way, speaking of hands up.
The Eagles are a good football team.
Robert.
And we getting ready to sit here on national television and say that Green Bay's not a good team?
They're a good team, but they're nowhere close to a great
They play the Bears. Okay, so the Vikings got the Bears, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, Commanders, the Bills. You think that they going into Archer Park and they going to beat them?
All I'm saying, Robert, and I said this from the beginning, if there was a season for the Vikings, and I'm staying, I will die on this hill, Robert. If there's a season for the Vikings to win a division, it's this season.
It is this season. You got Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, you got A-Rod, right? But you got a young group of wide receivers. And when those games get bigger, Key, that's when you really start to see who you are as a ball player. Individually and as a team, they got a lot of guys who've never been in that spot before. It's going to be tough. Whereas Minnesota, they've got the experience. So I'm sticking with Minnesota. I'm with Jay on this one.
All right, man. I don't know what restaurant I want. I'm going to go. You in Seattle, right? Wait, you in Seattle, Rob?
I'm in New York City today, but yeah, I'm in Seattle normally.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to go to the steakhouse upstairs. You know the steakhouse I'm talking about upstairs in Bellevue right there. Shopping center.
El Gaucho.
Yeah, we're going to go to El Gaucho, and we're going to get some Gaucho or your mano, okay? That's what we're going to do.
Well, you know what? Listen, this might have to fall on Jay's tab because, you know, I'm still working my way up. I ain't got it like y'all yet, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, though, Robert. It's all right. I got you. We're going to see each other's equals on this one.
It is what it is. We'll see. I'm in for this bet. I got the Vikings.
I know you in for the bet. Are you in for the bet on Russell Wilson and now that maybe the Denver Broncos? I know I had to make a hard left, Jay. And your former teammate, though.
That's smooth.
Are you in on the bet that maybe, just maybe, the Denver Broncos bit off more than they could chew?
Last night made it really tough, you know, to really believe in the Denver Broncos and what their future looks like right now. If I'm being honest, it was really hard to watch that football game. But I got to look back. I got to look back at Brady. And I know Jay mentioned this earlier in the show. You know, Brady was sitting 7-5 in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that first year. We're not looking good at all offensively. But they went and they won the Super Bowl, right? They were hoisting the Lombardi Trophy when Peyton Manning first got to the Broncos. Kind of the same thing. I think they were sitting you know, 2-4, something like that. They were really struggling, and they were down 24 points at halftime in week 6. But they go on to make it to the Super Bowl. Now, they lost against us, but they still went on to have a really good season that year. And so it's still too early, and I think things can turn around, especially with the type of defense that they have. But they need to figure out who they are offensively as far as their identity is concerned, not only for Russell Wilson, but for Coach Hackett as well. You know, who is he as a head coach? We're still finding that out, and we're starting to see the early struggles, obviously, right now. But it remains to be seen. To answer your question, though, I believe in the Broncos, and I think that they still have an opportunity to at least be a wild card team this season.
Robert, you play with Russell Wilson. Last night, Key and I and Max were talking about this. I saw so many teammates give that awkward eye to him, right? And I've heard Richard Sherman scream from the mountaintops about him not being authentic and a lot of questions around that. When people question the authenticity of Russell Wilson, how would you respond to that?
Well, I think about, you know, the days that we were teammates and roommates and things like that, and everybody, you know, talks about, I guess, what you can see on the outside. But nobody talks about, you know, all the times that he's had people at his house and had dinners and workouts and, you know, took the offense to the beach and took us to see Kobe in Laker games. You know, may he rest in peace. And I'm not talking about sitting all the way at the top of the stands. I'm talking about sitting within the first 5 rows watching Kobe on multiple occasions, right? You know, not just a few teammates, but the entire offense, right, was able to go and enjoy something that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of us. And, you know, those are special opportunities. Those are special moments, and that kind of tells you what type of person he is and what type of leader he is. So when we talk about authenticity, what are we talking about? Are we talking about, you know, him walking down the red carpet and not wanting to take a photo with you? Or are we talking about, you know, what he does when the cameras are not on him and the way that he's treating his people and his teammates?
Fair. Robert Turbin, former NFL running back, Super Bowl champion with Seattle Seahawks and former teammate of Russell Wilson's, giving us a little insight there on the way people should view, or he at least views, Russell Wilson. When you look at Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys, Robert, how much credit should go toward Coach McCarthy that he has Cooper Rush at 3-0 as a starter, but he has the Dallas Cowboys as a whole as 3-1 and looking like, you know, they going to make some noise the rest of the season?
Well, Mike McCarthy does deserve some credit, and I was, you know, I'm one of those guys on that Cowboys train that just feels like at some point during this season, they'll fall off a cliff. They'll find a way to, you know, mess it up somehow, some way. But this defense is looking good right now. And, you know, that's really the bread and butter of this team. You know, Cooper Rush, he's been able to come in and make some plays and lead this team to some wins. Statistically, you know, he hasn't been all of that great. But, you know, it remains to be seen with the Dallas Cowboys, because we've seen this, you know, we've seen this movie before, right? They start off early and they're hot and they're looking good. And then you get to the second half of the season you know, they fall off a cliff. And in this league, you got to be able to sustain. You know, you got to be able to sustain over 17 weeks now. And that's what it's really all about.
Robert Turbin, former NFL running back and Super Bowl champion. Robert, stop skipping arm day, okay? When you come on this show, you can't come on the show with the little arms. It's embarrassing. Yeah, just knock it off.
He just did some push-ups, man.
Bad, Maxwell.
That's why he was late. That's why he was late getting on the air. He's sitting up there doing the push-ups real quick.
This is why I don't wear sleeveless stuff. I don't want everyone distracted with my biceps, and Robert should learn the same sort of thing.
They would be blinded by how pale you
are. My bad, Max. My bad. You know,
the size of this dude's arms.
Be on FaceTime with y'all.
No lie. I think your arms are bigger than my legs.
I was going to be on video.
All right. There it is.
I got that a lot over my career, man. I was just trying to make an impression.
Running
man.
Back,
I
you should have
be
been
back.
A,
I want
an
to be
arm back,
back
if there's such a thing. What I mean, for crying out loud.
Don't even worry about it. You back. That's easy.
Yeah, you're going to be back for the free meal we're about to get, Robert. You're good from Key. We're straight.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
There we go.
I could just use some of Jay's crypto and NFTs, Max. You know what, man? We're going to have an NFT. Hey, Robert, we're going to have an NFT meal.
That's it.
In the metaverse.
Hey, I'm going to leave that one.
It's going to be a virtual meal. It's going to be a virtual meal, Robert.
Virtual. All right, Robert.
That's
all right,
the world we live in these days anyway.
Thank you, Robert Turbin.
Just for the gram, man. We're doing it just for the gram.
You're watching on ESPNU. You had a ticket to the gun show. Oh, my God. Look at the size of this dude's arms. All right. The Road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. It is time for the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. We are finally out of the basement. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Key has already locked something in earlier in the show.
He took my pick. He took the Cowboys plus 5.5.
Right. He took the points. 5.5 points. Smart he took pick. Them at the Rams. What are you?
You don't like the Cowboys, Jay? Why?
I don't like the Cowboys, but I see a real team when they are one.
Jay, you give me your pick, and then I'm going to give a pick, and then I'm going to give you the good news.
I'm going to take Buffalo at home. Kenny Pickett, his first real start on the road. They're minus 14. 14-point favors. I'm going to take them. I think they're going to cover. I think they're going to blitz Pittsburgh.
14's a lot of points.
Usually
in the NFL, Buffalo if you can, get college, not as much. The NFL
Buffalo
is only
can
you,
score a lot of points.
No, what I'm okay.
Yeah. Do you want to fade me? Like, do you think they're not going to cover?
No, I guess when I think of the actual score, I think at least two touchdowns, right?
Okay.
All right, you know what I got to lock it in? What? I'm locking in the Jets covering against Miami. I don't think Miami.
At home?
Yeah, I don't think Miami's that. 3.5 is not a lot, but I think the Jets have a shot to win the game.
Yeah. No, but not a believer in Teddy Two Gloves.
I always liked Teddy Bridgewater. Not recently. I haven't seen stuff that I've liked recently.
What did you not like recently?
He just didn't look like a starting quarterback to me recently.
In the last game that he played for Tua?
I didn't think he looked great in that game, no. Thought he missed
you don't
throws.
Think Teddy B looked great in that? I just can't with Max Kellen.
No,
he's stuck on not liking Teddy Bridgewater.
No, actually, but I've
something
always
personal.
I used to up Teddy Bridgewater because I liked
personal.
What I saw.
It's just that Max he's already made his mind up.
I swear
that Teddy Bridgewater is not.
No,
the
no,
same
I swear to you, it's the opposite. Key
is Tua.
No, no,
Tua
it's
had as Dan Graziano said the other day, he had one good quarter, man. Let's stop this.
It is the opposite. No, it's the forget about Tua for a second. It's the opposite with Bridgewater. I've always been stumping for Bridgewater, telling people he's underrated and stuff. I just don't like what I've seen recently. All right, look. Here's the good news, guys. ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, we are out of the basement. We are no longer in last place. What do you think about that?
What place are we in?
I don't know, but
second
we're not
to
in last,
last?
Place. Never mind that, Jay. We're not in last place. This is where what it is right now. KJM, we're 5-6-1. Barton Hahn. 4-7-1. That's what we're going to concentrate on. We're tied with Canty and Carlin at 5-6-1, but Bart and Hahn are beneath us, 4-7-1.
Freddie and Fitzsimmons, number one.
Never mind that.
Oh man, I'm trying to be number one. I'm not trying to be behind Greeny.
We're number one of the. We're tied for first of the bottom three teams, Jay. That's how I look at it.
All right.
There it is.
Keith, be better with your picks.
You'd be better in general. How about that?
In general.
Just in life. Do better, Jay.
Just be better in life,
get your,
Jay.
Get your wife a push present. How about that? You're cheap, you know what?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey!
Where the singles at?
ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, guys. We are no longer in last place. If you're listening to the extra content.
Max, why are you leaning back like you in a deuce and a quarter driving?
Way yeah,
like,
back.
Come on, man. What are you doing? He's leading.
Get
back.
In the single shot,
I know,
man.
It's Friday, but come on, man.
It's the end of the week. Not actually the end of my week. The end of the week of radio shows. I have to do Max Unboxing and this just in.
It's the best day of the week.
That's right. He's confirmed it. Friday.
Best day of the week.
Well, no. Although I have been thinking about that whole Friday, yes. Sunday thing.
Glad you're finally coming around.
If you are a kid. Like, if you're young and going
Friday.
Out and stuff,
oh.
Friday really is fresh. I'm just saying, I'm 49.
I got to get up
at, you know, and I could push it to 4 in the morning when, like, the late game is on. I'll sleep a little extra. Otherwise, we're talking about 3:30, 3:45.
Well.
No, alarm goes off at 3:30. I'm out of bed at 3:45. Takes about 15 minutes to get the bones going. And then, so like, Sunday, when I get to sleep in, that means more to me than staying up late on a Friday. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keith, it's my last weekend, family of 4. We're next weekend, we will be a family of 5.
Okay. Wow.
And
Pick'em Challenge coming up.
Pick'em Challenge. Just wanted to say that, yeah. Pick'em.
Pick'em Challenge.
Which one's your favorite? Pick'em Challenge.
Yeah, Pick'em Challenge.
Pick'em Challenge. Which one's your favorite? Jay, you're not
choose
you're
one
not
of my children.
Following.
Yeah, you have to choose. Who's your favorite?
I have to choose who's my favorite child?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Yeah. I can't do that.
Every parent has one.
No, yeah, is this true?
No, let me tell you the strategy now, though.
But I'm bonding with my son differently now. All right, my son is getting
Never mind. We'll get there.
We'll keep track as Jay changes his mind every week on the Jay's Kids Pick'em Challenge.
Yes, but we're going to go ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge in week 5 right now, Max. And then we'll get to Jay picking his.
So we are now no longer in last place in the Pick'em Challenge, right? We Cowboys at Rams -5.5. Hold on. Wait, what the hell is going on over here?
Cowboys +5.5.
+5.5.
Against the Rams on the road. That's what's going on right here.
I picked that.
That's what Keith picked.
That's what I picked.
So in the Pick'em Challenge right now, we are in second to last. My pick for the weekend, I think Buffalo is going to cover. They are 14-point favorites against who's Buffalo playing? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Pittsburgh.
Kenny Pickett, sorry. First start of the season. First official start of the season, Key. I'm going Buffalo. 14-point favorite. I think they're going to cover easily.
Mm. Man, they really think Pittsburgh stinks.
Well, their defense just ain't.
I know 14 points is a lot, though, man.
Feel like Buffalo can score a lot of points really
quickly. No, I get it. It just, if somebody, I don't think I've ever been in a game in my career, and I was 1-15 in my rookie year where I was 14-point underdogs. That's crazy. Go ahead, Max.
Max took the Jets.
Oh, you took the Jets?
You took the Jets to cover, right?
Yeah.
You didn't take
yeah,
the Jets,
took,
to, yeah, Jets to cover
the,
against the Dolphins. The
what the hell are you doing? You're like that, in trolls mode.
Hold on. That was a different betting feature that we were doing. That was this locking in. Those are your locking in picks.
Yeah, this is the Pick'em Challenge where, as a show unit, we have to coordinate on who we like for the weekend. So Cowboys at Rams. Rams are the favorites. 5.5. Who do we like?
Remember, we have to come to a consensus.
Yes, I like the Rams.
Okay, we like the Yeah.
I mean, I like the Cowboys. I'm
Cowboys.
Sorry.
Cowboys. Cowboys to beat the spread. Okay.
Yeah, we got the Cowboys. Okay. Eagles minus 5 at Cardinals.
And I like the Eagles.
I do, too. I feel good about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like the Eagles.
Yeah,
I'll
I feel good about that.
Bengals at home. Really Bengals at home.
This is a tough one.
Bengals at Ravens minus 3.
I like the Ravens.
This is the
tough
one.
Because they've lost 2 in a row at home, but I think that they could change it around and get going. They lost, I believe, the last 5 games or something like that at home. They got a bad home record, but it's time to turn it around.
I'm with you, Key, on the Ravens, too. Like, coming off another game where they had a double-digit lead that they let fade away, and players are getting healthy, I'll take the Ravens.
You know, one thing – okay, fine. It's already done then if you both going with the Ravens. The one thing is, again
– you hate going against Joe Burrow.
I hate going against Lamar, too, but Joe Burrow has those receivers, and Ja'Marr Chase really hasn't gotten his yet. And one of these – he's not going the whole season. Ja'Marr Chase ain't popping for some stupid, crazy game or a handful of them. He's due, man. Ja'Marr Chase is overdue for one of those games against that Ravens secondary. Whew. But anyway, we're taking the Ravens because I've been outvoted anyway.
Jay, make sure you get that push present soon.
So
man.
What is – I don't understand.
You
got to
buy your wife a present, and you're in the arrears because you already got 2 kids you didn't buy when she delivered the baby. You have to buy now when she's delivering the third baby. Push present like, so, because she's pushing the baby out.
But the
you have
child
to get her a gift.
The
get her,
is
get
the
her a gold Rolex watch.
No,
red, rose
that's your
gold.
Present. What's her
with
present?
Diamonds yeah,
her
around
present
the top.
Is a child.
We're back Monday, 6 a.m.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.